Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, Wednesday, April 6th, 2011. The Israeli Air Force bombarded on Wednesday at dawn three areas in the Gaza Strip, causing damage and injuries. At least four Palestinians, including two children and two women, one of whom is pregnant, were wounded in these attacks. The Israeli military abducted on Wednesday morning three Palestinians from the town of Hebron, one of whom is a child. Sources added that the Israeli military searched houses of Palestinian residents and handed them orders to appear at the nearest police station for questioning. Also, witnesses reported that a number of Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian lands in Kirbat Janba, east of Yatta near Hebron, under the protection of Israeli military personnel. US President Barack Obama stated on Tuesday that, quote, "the winds of change is upon the Middle East," end quote, and that the new changes require much harder work in order to find a peaceful solution to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. His statements came during a press conference that followed his meeting with Israeli President Shimon Peres at the White House. Human Rights Watch has released a report on Wednesday claiming that both the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank and Hamas in Gaza carry out repeated attacks against the freedom of journalists. The report, entitled No News is Good News, details abuses against Palestinian journalists in both areas of the occupied Palestinian territories, giving case examples from seven journalists and from Watan Television. Palestinian sources in the Gaza Strip reported on Tuesday evening that 13 Palestinians who were imprisoned by Egypt were released and that 12 of them managed to cross into Gaza. One detainee was not allowed to return to Gaza and was instead deported to the United Arab Emirates. Hundreds of children in the Gaza Strip participated in an event Tuesday, organized by the General Administration of Children's Affairs at the Palestinian Ministry of Sports and Education. The event demanded that the international community provide the children with protection against ongoing Israeli violations. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and Zakaria Benizia.